drummer Jack DeJohnette, saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, and bassist Matthew Garrison have personal history going back more than 40 years. As a collective trio, they've released an acclaimed album on ECM Records a few years ago and have kept stretching their horizons on tour. They'll headline a special concert at Central Park Summer Stage on Saturday, June 15th, in partnership with WBGO and helping celebrate the radio station's 40th anniversary. Earlier this week, WBGO's Nate Chenin and Jazz Night in America caught up with Jack in his home in upstate New York to talk about the special collaborative quality of the group.
There's a feeling of love and trust and respect for the history of the families involved, and where everybody's aware of the legacy that they carry on, but also aware of Ravi and Matt. You know, this is their time, so they're not unlike Savion Glover in a way. You know, he acknowledges all of his masters of the past, but then he goes beyond the tap people and just goes into the people who didn't tap, but the musicians himself. So, and comes up with something fresh. So the idea is, in a sense, tradition of taking the tradition and reshaping it and creating a new language every time we play. And Ravi is now getting more committed. He's like practicing more and getting more, more embedded and bringing out the best of what he's absorbed and what he can reach for. It's a sense of trust and freedom, really, and awareness of, you know, the combination of three of us, what it all means, historically, past, present, and future. Yeah. So I feel like we're moving into another level now, next level.
For the audience that isn't familiar with this trio, I want to track the relationships that you've had with both Ravi and Matt, but then also with their parents. So I guess we'll start with Ravi. when you talk about John Coltrane and you talk about Alice Coltrane, you have separate histories with the two of them.
Yeah.
So tell us about, that relationship and then how it, first brought you into contact with Ravi.
The first time we saw Ravi, he was a baby, at Alice's house, because after John had passed, she was in the place out in, Babylon, where the house is, which is a museum. There's a recording studio there, so. But actually, prior to that, I actually played with Alice and John and Farrell, Rashid Ali and Jimmy in Chicago for a week at the Plug Nickel. So I had a unique opportunity to experience that next phase of John's and Alice's, career. I mean, I didn't meet Ravi again until he came to New York. And then at that time, Rashid, mentored him, And then Elvin, you know, he worked with Elvin. And, you know, we hung out for a while, and I had this idea of putting a trio together with Robbie and Matt. And our first gig we ever played was in 2000 at the Brooklyn Museum, outdoors. And yeah, I have a recording of that. And yeah, that was the first time we played quite a few Coltrane tunes, some original tunes. And yeah, we didn't do it anymore after that. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I thought the idea is, hey, well, man, why don't we put the trio together and maybe try to get some gigs, you know, do some work. So we started rehearsing, and we started doing some gigs, and the history, you know, that of the connection with both their parents, and then my connection to them. It just seemed to be natural, you know, a natural fit. Yeah, my wife Lydia and I knew Matthew when he was a child, you know, with his mother Roberta and his sister Maya. So we knew him too, like when he was 4 or 5. And over the years, his mom, Roberta, who had a dance company in Rome, I think Lydia or Roberta said, or Lydia said, you know, if you ever need to send, you know, Robbie needs to, I mean, not Robbie, but if Matt needs to come over, you know, he's welcome. So, and so it came, he was in high school and, you know, having, you know, some problems there. He could tell you a little bit better about it than me, but anyway, Roberta took us up on the idea that he came to live with us here and finished his high school here. And so while he was here, he and I hung out and I played drums. I played a lot of music for him. He'd come down and play the drums. He'd play the piano and play the bass. And, you know, we'd play together. And, you know, he just sort of absorbed all of it. But he applied himself too. He was always down here playing the piano with chords and things like that. And and I'd say, listen to this or listen to that, listen to that, and just passed on is whatever I could that would help him get a foothold on what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, he graduated from high school here and then went to Berkeley. And immediately, you know, he started teaching there and immediately got hired by Gary Burton and then started working with all the top names in jazz. And, you know, we've stayed close through the years. I mean, even closer now. You know, he's my God, he's our godson. And love him, you know. Immensely, so it's a family affair. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that is really important is that everybody, all three of us, are heart musicians. So everything that comes through is from the heart. So, you know, it just cuts through the psychological, you know, intellectual thing. It goes, I mean, that's there, but it's not like, you know, that the intellectual and the feeling part and the spiritual part are all, you know, intertwined.
Jack Dejanette, Ravi Coltrane, and Matthew Garrison will perform at Central Park Summer Stage Saturday, June 15th. The free concert begins at 7 p.m. with an opening set by harpist Brandy Younger. WBGO's Rhonda Hamilton will host the evening, and our Nate Chenin will moderate a pre-show panel titled Jazz on the Cusp. You can RSVP for that panel by emailing rsvp at cityparksfoundation.org or simply visit wbgo.org.